Crime Alert. I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. Our Jennifer Gould standing by. Jennifer?
Nancy, the silence from Brian Koberger was deafening, a chilling void against the thunderous anguish of grieving families as the cold-blooded killer was condemned to rotten prison for life on Wednesday. The former criminology PhD student who butchered four University of Idaho students in a horrific 2022 home invasion sat stone-faced in an orange jumpsuit in a packed Ada County courtroom. Raw emotion erupted as loved ones confronted the sociopath who shattered their lives, demanding answers he chillingly refused to give. Koberger received four consecutive life sentences without parole for the murders of Kaylee Gonsalves, Madison Mogan, Xander Kernodle, and Ethan Chapin, plus 10 years for burglary. The three-hour sentencing became a crucible of pain. Olivia Gonzalez, Kaylee's sister, tore into him. Take a listen.
The truth is, the scariest part about you is how painfully average you turned out to be. The truth is, you're as dumb as they come. Stupid, clumsy, slow, sloppy, weak, dirty. Let me be very clear. Don't ever try to convince yourself you mattered just because someone finally said your name out loud. I see through you. You want the truth? Here's the one you'll hate the most. If you hadn't attacked them in their sleep, in the middle of the night, like a pedophile, Kaylee would have kicked your
Kaylee's mother, Christy Gonsalves, wept, declaring, quote, "You stole my best friend, my daughter, my everything," end quote. She also said she's disappointed Koberger won't face a firing squad, but Christy stated she finds comfort in knowing that the men in prison will have their way with him, and quote, "You got A's in criminal justice, but you'll get D's in prison," end quote. Dylan Mortensen, one of two surviving roommates, and the one who ID'd the killer by his bushy eyebrows, sobbed about experiencing survivor's guilt. Judge Stephen Hippler delivered a blistering rebuke, condemning Koberger's, quote, "unfathomable act of evil," end quote, and declared, quote, "Your 15 minutes of fame are over," end quote. The judge urged the public to stop seeking the why because, quote, "it gives him power and attention that he craves," end quote, effectively stripping that power away. Prosecutors also requested a 99-year no-contact order with the victim's families, a motion currently under review. This final reckoning comes nearly 3 years after the nightmare began on November 13, 2022. That early morning, Koberger slipped into an off-campus house in Moscow, Idaho, and savagely killed Gonsalves, Mogan, Kernodle, and Chapin with a K-bar knife. DNA on a knife sheath left at the scene, cell phone data placing his phone nearby, and surveillance footage of his white Hyundai Elantra led to his arrest in Pennsylvania weeks later. The sentencing was made possible by a stunning plea deal on July 2nd, just before his high-profile trial was to begin. Koberger pleaded guilty to all charges, removing the death penalty, but requiring him to waive appeals, a move that infuriated some families, including Kaylee's father, Steve Gonsalves, who called it a, quote, "deal with the devil," end quote. Others, like Madison's father, Ben Mogan, supported the plea, valuing the certainty and closure it provided. However, the murder weapon remains missing and no sexual motive was found, leaving families and the nation grappling for why these vibrant young lives were so brutally extinguished. With the gag order now lifted, many cling to the fragile hope that new details will emerge, finally shedding light on the horrifying why behind the massacre and offering a semblance of the closure they so desperately seek. For the latest crime and justice news, watch Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on Merit TV Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern. Check your local listings for channel assignment and follow Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on your favorite podcast app. Nancy.
Thanks, Jennifer. More crime and justice news after this.
A shoeless toddler wandering alone and covered in urine on a quiet street led horrified police to a real-life house of horrors. Five innocent children, all under seven, found zip-tied into makeshift cages for up to 20 hours a day in a Pennsylvania home, reeking of feces and neglect. In a gut-wrenching scene that has stunned a community, three adults, Zoe Elise Zangali, 31, Dominic Andrew Zangali, 31, and Jillian Bem, 18, now face multiple counts of child abuse and animal cruelty. Here's Blair County DA Pete Weeks.
According to the allegations and the information that I've received from police and CYF, yes, there is a safety concern for the children, to the point that the intervention of law enforcement certainly could be considered life-saving in this event.
The nightmare began when a witness walking their dog spotted the lone shoeless child on Cream Hollow Road in East Freedom. Police responded to the East Freedom address, leading them to a nearby home where four other children aged 2 to 7 were found living in utterly deplorable conditions. Charging documents paint a grim picture. Doorknobs have been removed and gates were tied shut to prevent the children's escape from their enclosures. There was no running water, and animal feces were strewn across living areas, with neglected pets sharing the same squalor. Authorities stated that the children were systematically placed back into their enclosures after each meal, a horrifying routine. The conditions suggested severe physical and emotional abuse, with the children suffering unimaginable hunger. One officer, moved by their plight, bought them Happy Meals from McDonald's, noting they ate, quote-unquote, aggressively out of sheer starvation. It was also noted that the child found wandering the street had allegedly tried to dig out of their room through the walls before escaping through a window. The three suspects, all residents of the home, were swiftly arrested. Zoe and Dominic Zangali were jailed on $150,000 bail each, while Bem's bail was set at $75,000. All three are set for preliminary hearings on July 31st. One child has been transferred to UPMC Children's Hospital for specialized treatment, while the others are now in protective custody receiving medical evaluations. The investigation continues. And finally, it's a verdict that'll keep New Yorkers tossing and turning. Convicted killer Donald White, who allegedly shot a Queens pot dealer, is getting a shocking new trial because, get this, his friend was ejected from court for napping. An appellate panel of judges, including Betsy Barros and Barry Warhit, stunningly ruled White's right to a quote-unquote public trial was violated, despite admitting the weight of the evidence backed his guilty verdict. A murderer accused of a brutal slaying with a scream mask accomplice gets a do-over because his buddy was catching Z's. This ruling is not just a wake-up call, it is a slap in the face to justice, leaving many wondering if in New York even cold-blooded killers can get a rest stop on their way to justice. For many legal eagles, this isn't just a bad dream. It's a judicial nightmare. Nancy.
For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and help solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.